Blog Talk Radio.
Always look up, never give up, and you will reach your goals. You're important, you're more than enough. And here she is, your host for Rolling with the Diva, Sabrina Williams. Thank you.
Hello from Las Vegas, Nevada. How are you guys today? It is a great day. I'm just laughing. I am at Kindred Care, and we had a resident council meeting, and some people need to stop taking things so seriously. Like, this one lady was upset because the family members, when they come to play bingo, they get the share and the snacks. I'm like, is it the money coming out of your pocket for the snacks? When family comes to visit and they play bingo, they should be able to win just like everybody else. I let it go because, you know what, sometimes people just need to have something to argue about. Well, today we are going to talk about you will not marry society, so you need to learn to love yourself and be happy with your decisions. I know many, many, many years back when I was in my 20s, people were asking me, how come you weren't married? And I said, because I wasn't ready. And then people want to tell me I was gay or whatever. And it had nothing to do with nothing. I just was not ready to be married. I actually didn't get married until I was probably, I think I was 33, because I had my first son at 36 and my next son at about just as I was turning 39. So the point is, you know what? You have to do what makes you happy. You have to live your life. You know, even in 2013, we're still on this thing where we are telling people that they, you know, that you will find a person. God has the right person out there for you. But the truth be told, not everybody will be married. Not everybody will find a spouse or a significant other or loved one, whatever you want to call it. We're all called to something different. Now, I found a couple of Bible verses that I'm just going to read you guys, and then we'll play music, and then we'll come back to this. The first one was 1 Corinthians chapter 7, and it starts with verse 7 and ends with verse 9. And it says, I wish that all were as I am myself, but each has his own gift from God, one of one kind and another, and one of another. To the unmarried and the widow, I say that it is good for them to remain single, as I am. But if they cannot exercise self-control, they should marry, for it's better to marry than burn with passion. So that's one. You know, not everybody is going to be married. And I know that some people may agree with me, because I know there's a lot of people like, you just have to wait for your person. He's out there or she's out there. And sometimes God has a bigger plan for you to be single. Think about this. The good things that you can do while you're single are amazing. So we're going to play some music, and then we're going to come back to the show, just so you guys know. But before I do that, I'm going to read you guys another verse that I found in, hold on a second. It's in 2 Corinthians. And it says, hold on, let me find it. A little silence there. Oh, I like this one. Chapter 6, 2 Corinthians chapter 6. And it says, do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers, for what partnership has righteousness with the lawless, or what fellowship has a light with darkness? So basically, I have over the years looked at the verse and said, why do I want to marry somebody that's not for me or that I don't like or want to be with? And we end up having different, you know, forms of belief or anything. So with that being said, we all believe in something. We all believe in God. Some people have a higher power. But whatever you believe in, you have to believe in it for yourself. And I don't want you to get caught up in this, oh, my God, I have to get married. Well, you don't. We worry what others think because we are human. We don't want to disappoint our family, but at some time we have to think for ourselves. Let me read that again. We worry what others think because we are human. We don't want to disappoint our family, but at some time we have to think for ourselves. So you may be going out with this one person because your family set them up with you and you've known them forever and you just, like, don't want to be mean to your family or anything. But the bottom line is, you know what? It's your time. Yes, some of you will get married, and no, some of you won't. Well, some because maybe God has something planned for you, and some maybe because you just don't want to, and some maybe because you want to live with the person but not marry him. But whatever your reason is, you have to know you're valuable, you're important, and you know what? It's okay to be single. So we're going to play a song, and we'll be right back. This is Nettie, One Day.
I never did say I'm sorry for the way that I fought you. I never did say I'm sorry for not trusting things that you do. And now I'm looking back with a sad heart at the way things fell apart. But I know that you are here with me and that your love never changes. One day you'll show us what you were up to, and then we'll see, whether here or in the heavens above, you will reveal more of your love. And the way you did those things that tore us apart, you will show us more of your heart. Yeah, you show us more of your heart. You show us. As days pass, I can see your plans. They are shining right on through. As days pass, I can see your face. You shine forever you do. And though the dark times, they come and go, but Lord, you are always true. And every sorrow we're going through, oh Lord, we can count on you. One day you'll show us what you were up to, and we'll see, whether here or in the heavens above, you will reveal more of your love. And the way you did those things that tore us apart, you will show us more of your heart. Yeah, you show us more of your heart. You will show us. Through the death and life of your son. And so I want to say that I'm sorry for the way that I fought you. Resisted all of your purposes, but Lord, you have made a way. One day you'll show us what you were up to, and we'll see, whether here or in the heavens above, you will reveal more of your love. And the way you did those things that tore us apart, you will show us more of your heart. Yeah, you show us more of your heart. You will show us.
I love Nettie's song. She is just so such a fabulous singer. Okay, well, let's get to it because today's not going to be a long show. It's just a short, brief show just to tell you that, you know what, I am content being single. And I know people, you know, laugh at that or some people think I'm not, but I really am because, you know, when I've been trying to date for a long time, even after my divorce, and I've realized that I am content with myself and I've learned to love myself. I've learned to be okay with doing things by myself, but the one great thing that I've learned is traveling. And traveling and going by myself and getting in the car and listening to music is a fabulous thing. And when I stop, you know, to get coffee or rest for the night or something, wherever I go, I get to talk to people and I get to talk to them about their life. I don't ask them about their life. That's just what the great thing is that I'm not asking. Oh,
no, if you're on the phone, I can
no, come on.
That's important.
No, it's okay. Come on. Hold on a second. Let me put this. We are going to go to a song. And In between. So I don't know if you guys heard some of the thing. It might be on the recording because I think I forgot to put the phone on mute, but it'll be on there talking about some fun stuff. Okay, so I looked this up and it's on www.talkspace.com. Talkspace.com. Eight ways being single is great for your mental health. You get to know yourself better, which is true. I'm telling you. The first sentence here says riding solo. I am going to tell you, me and my driving and getting out and, like I said, meeting people and just going and having fun. You get to learn how to be comfortable being alone. Alone doesn't mean you're lonely, so know the difference. And now I'm going to read this part quite straight from it. In my opinion, this is one of the most important skills you can learn. Being alone doesn't mean the same thing as you being lonely. While in a relationship, it's easy to get used to having someone around, and the adjustment to single life can be hard. Society programs us to think that doing things alone is bad or embarrassing. It's not. In fact, it's empowering. Once you've mastered the art of comfortable being alone, many doors will open for you. 3, you can explore new interests. I've developed a taste for travel. I am so proud of myself for that. I love it. I can't even tell you guys how amazing it is just to be able to just travel and do my own thing and just get out and talk to people and not feel obligated or feel frustrated that I'm having somebody there with me and I'm not talking to them or something like that. So being single to me is great. Number four is what? I'm trying to find it. Oh, sorry. No, I don't. Thank you, though. Appreciate that. The little thing is acting up. Okay, number four, you come first. That's a good one. Number five, you can play the field. And not saying play the field like you're a hoe or a hooker or a man hoe or a girl hoe. It's just that you time to explore different types of people. Get to know the people you want as your friends more. Get to know maybe the type of person you want to date more. Things like that. You can explore your sexuality. I don't know about all that one because I don't know about all sleeping with everybody and doing that. Because to me, when you open yourself up for sexuality to sleep with other people, sex is an emotional thing, even for men. I don't care what people say. So that's just my opinion. You have stronger friendships because you have time to dedicate to those friendships. And then at number 8, you're more likely to be physical active, and that's the truth. Thank you guys for listening in to this today. The point is, I just want you to remember that you are on your own time schedule. God's time is not our time. And what's a second, maybe 1,000 seconds to God. So know that and be okay. And know you are more than enough, and you don't have to live by society standards, by your family standards. Do what you want. Be single. Be married. But be, most of all, be joyous and happy. This has been Rolling with a Diva. I'm Sabrina Williams, and thank you for listening in. I appreciate you guys for just taking the time to tune into my show. You are amazing. You're wanted. If you're needing referrals for a domestic violence shelter, for counseling, or any other services in the United States, please dial 211. That can include mental health issues, or you're sad and you need to talk to somebody, or you want to help with your marriage and you think you need marriage counseling, 211 in the states in the United States. On Tuesday was September 11th. I take my hats off to all of the people who died trying to save a lot of us from being injured more. A lot of men and women died, and that was a lot. There's a lot of those people who are still dealing with that aftermath after 17 years. I pray that Jesus would continue to comfort your heart and your soul and your mind and your spirit. This has been a great day. You guys have a blessed night.
M-O-G.